Listening Library presents Puddle Jumpers by Mark Jean and Christopher C. Carlson. Read for you by Sean Kennan. Chapter 1. The Windy City. Alone and in the dark, Ernie pressed his back against the building. It was windier than he expected. Then he could see his breath in the swirling snow. A storm was coming. The narrow ledge was caked with ice and the cold seeped through his sneakers. 6 stories below, snow carpeted the alley. Even the garbage cans looked like soft sculptures. Shivering, he zipped his jacket to his chin, then inched along the ledge. The snow shushed with each step, while his fingers, stiff with cold, struggled to grip crevices between the bricks. He blew into his hands, warming them. Then pivoted carefully and grabbed hold of a drain pipe. Wrapping his legs around the pipe, he shinnied up the icy pole to the top of the tenement. He hurried across the rooftop, his feet disappearing in the snow. No matter how many times he made the jump, it still scared him, and tonight the roof was slick and the wind gusting. He picked up speed, sprinting toward the edge of the building. Then he was in the air, pumping his legs across the 15-foot chasm. He landed hard on the roof of the adjacent building, tumbling in the snow. Then he was running again. He didn't stop until he reached the abandoned water tank. This was the place he came to get away from Mrs. McGinty and her rules and regulations, the place that kept him from going crazy. From here, he could see the downtown skyscrapers, the lights from O'Hare Airport, and, only a few blocks away, Wrigley Field, now dark and dormant. Ernie pried back a rusted corner of sheet metal and crawled into his hideaway. The roof was missing, but the tank shielded him from the wind.